What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good for Teddy, man. If that's what you want, what are you going to do? Sit around and be at a school that you've been suspended from, you're not getting support from, you got to go.
Well, it's a great gig for him. He might end up the backup there. By the way, Joe, our training camp reports on WQAM are sponsored by Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges. MDCPS Technical Colleges offer over 60 affordable accredited programs, day or evening hands-on training aligned with local employers. Call 305-558-8000 or visit careerinayear.com and launch your future today.
Can I just say this real quickly?
You can say whatever you want.
If you've got kids, they're wasting your damn money, and you're frustrated they don't go to class, and you're forcing them to go to college, and they're not into it, and you're just getting more and more frustrated, put them there. One of those technicals, man, you tech jobs, you learn something, you find something you like, you learn how to do it, and you go get a job instead of sitting around smoking pot all summer. Lying, oh, yeah, everything's going great. I haven't seen any of your grades. Oh, you'll see them. Oh, you're going to like them. Wait till you see them, man. All right, hey, Woody, we got all kinds of stuff going on, as you said here. Thursday, going out to University of Miami. First day of full pads. Can't wait. And then we'll be off and running. And like everybody, kind of curious to see what the defense is going to look like, what the offense overall is going to look like, the depth of the team. But I can tell you how they feel. They feel like this thing is not just going to be throw the ball up and down the field for four quarters and hope you have the ball last and can win after your defense can't get any stops. They're hoping this thing's a lot more balanced. They have a running game, so you don't have to throw it every down, which they actually had a good running game last year. But it sounded so good, I said it that way. And then, hey, man, the other part is no pressure. But the new kicker from Texas, man, we need you. We need you to be really, really good. Because that Borgalis kid was unbelievable. The guy we never talked about because of everything. That guy was, I don't know what his final numbers were, Woody. But they are good enough to get you drafted. What are you going, the fifth round, sixth round? And pretty high to the New England Patriots, to the Drake May story. So anyway, we'll be out there for that. Looking forward to it. New coordinator defensively, a lot of new faces, some young guys getting a chance, got to step up and play. And then there'll be some real fun to watch that offensive line. It should be the strength of the team again, like last year, along with the quarterback who was strength by himself, what the way he played. But watching Carson Beck throw will also be fun. Then Miami Dolphins taking off Wednesday, and we will be shooting up to Chicago for a Sunday 1 o'clock game. against Chicago with a practice in there, and then they're just going to stay on the road. First time I can remember stay on the road going right to Detroit.
How do you do in Chicago? I know it's a big heartburn city. You going to be all right up there?
I'm all right. I got this medicine now. I'm good.
Okay. You do the hot dogs?
Hey,
up
we keep those guys from anything on the show. You guys okay over there?
Steph,
you all right, Steph? You need something? You're good. Okay. All right, go ahead. So anyway. Okay. Yeah, just wanted to make sure you're okay, Steph. Good. Make sure you get you a sandwich while you're back there, too, and a beer. We apparently are the last stop. What happened to all the FM girls?
Speaking of sandwiches,
yeah.
What'd you bring this morning?
I brought
it. Oh, you brought it up, bro. I'm going to ask.
I brought a peanut butter and jelly.
Nothing wrong with that. I loaded up on that yesterday, man.
So I got to eat something.
Did the back-to-school shopping?
Woody, I do like peanut butter and jelly.
Well, you know, you can't bring peanut butter to schools anymore.
Well, you can bring it here when I'm eating it.
You better not kill anyone with that.
You're right, though. I know the schools of...
Oh, my God, yeah.
That's a big no-no.
Very serious. Very serious.
So, yeah. Anyway. So, Dolphins going on the road. Detroit for a full week. Get their... they're getting there Sunday night, and they're staying. They'll be coming home Saturday night. That is a long, long week. I had to check out and come back home for a few days. Woody, do some radio for you with you before we go back and hit it. But should know a lot about this team, man, coming back for Jacksonville. I got to tell you, it's a third preseason game, and then we got the bye week. If you're not familiar, you forgot how it works now in the NFL. Then the following week is the opener. But Travis Hunter comes to town. I'm really looking forward to seeing this guy. This is the Jacksonville second overall pick, Travis Hunter, starting wide receiver, and also some have said the best cornerback on the team as well. Can you imagine that? Lining up, I don't know how they're going to use him. I am dying to see. They're going to play him both sides, but there's got to be, and I get it'd be really easy in obvious passing situations on both sides of the ball to play him if he's really good. But, boy, if you play him too much, you're just –
How much is this guy going to shorten his career by doing this? It just seems weird.
Aren't you kind of looking forward to seeing him play, though?
Selfishly, yes.
I mean,
but
just
like,
because...
if I was this guy's agent, I would be like, you may want to pump the brakes a little on this.
This is the Ohtani special, man. This is not only hit home runs.
I know, but Ohtani doesn't get hit.
I throw it 100 miles an hour.
Ohtani doesn't take hits from people.
Blows out his arm. But no, you're right.
I know. You get what I'm saying. A little bit different.
But they've been playing him both ways of practice.
I know, but how much does this destroy his future?
Like, playing two games in one game?
Yeah, I mean, it's no serious.
playing two games in one game. Hey,
when you say
everybody
like that,
else
I mean, it just sounds
played
really
60
dumb.
Snaps and you played 120. How you feel, kid?
No, I know they're not going to play him that much, but.
16 games left.
Play,
go get
him. You play an extra, 10, 15 a game? That's a lot.
I am dying to see how it looks.
It'll probably look really good. He's probably very good.
Oh, I think he's going to be really good, yeah. He had four interceptions last year on top of 80-something catches. And what do you have, 13, 14, 15 touchdowns? It seemed like every time you turned on the TV, he's had another touchdown.
This is why guys need to protect themselves, though, too, right? Like, I mean, I'm guessing Jacksonville doesn't care.
Well,
they'll run him into the ground. They don't. What do they care?
Well, listen, he got nice signing bonus to start with, and I know there's more money.
I know, but don't
make it sound like
I know. But the next contract he'd like to get.
And also, he's unique. He knows he's unique, and he wants to play. Everything about this guy said this guy just, hey man, let me play. I want to play both ways. Okay, now let me play on the other side. Come on. I can stop that guy. Let me cover that guy. It's crazy. Just a great story for the league. Great, great story for this for the NFL. All right. Hey, listen, we've got to get all caught up here this morning as we can continue. Teddy Bridgewater, man, going to Tampa Bay. Not far.
It's a good team.
They got a good team.
It isn't far. What does that take you, 3 hours?
Speed They've got a drive? Good team. They've got a couple of Northwestern guys on that team, too.
Yeah.
Be a lot of guys up there.
That's a team that's probably, they're talking in Tampa, Super Bowl. They got close.
I just wonder,
what
like
the Lions, they ran into
for Teddy to take that job in his situation. There's no way he just went in there without some kind of bonus or Because if not, they could go, hey, Teddy, thanks, and camp's over. We're going to let you go. I just don't think they do that. And Teddy would let that happen.
Well, they're going to keep three quarterbacks, aren't they? He's going to make that team.
There's no other rookie on that team?
There's some guy named Connor Balzac.
Now there you go. Balzac again? Is that who you're getting ready to say, the Balzac guy?
I don't know who this guy is. Let's see.
Next thing you're going to tell me, D's. It's D's nut guy.
Connor Balzac. He's from Bowling Green. He's a rookie.
Okay.
He's wearing a nice tie in his picture on ESPN.
All right. Well, good for Teddy, man. We're all for Teddy. Anything good for Teddy, that's just...
The other guy, Michael Pratt, that's the guy he's going in for. That's the guy that he has the O next to his name on ESPN.
Is he out for the year or what?
They said it's back. He's week to week with back soreness. Back's never good.
I just can't imagine Teddy's just going to show up for be an arm for like 3 weeks or 4 weeks.
Guy's 23. This guy, Michael Pratt. He's out of Tulane, seventh round pick.
I just see Teddy going, hey.
The other guy's not very good either, though, Kyle Trask.
But hasn't he been the backup?
Well, Baker doesn't get hurt.
He doesn't get hurt. You're right. I was going to think.
He's
the role. He plays all of them. You're right.
I can't believe Baker's ended up being a good quarterback. That is stunning.
Why is that stunning? It's the number one overall
bounced
pick.
Bounced around the league all over the place.
A lot of guys liked him.
God, Cleveland.
Adam Gase would have taken him first overall.
I know Mike Florio's like guys you get to choose where they end up playing. And I think the draft is fine. As long as it's not a quarterback going to Cleveland, because that's just like they're gonna destroy Shedeur Sanders. He's not gonna have an NFL career because
It might never even get started.
I know. He's never gonna see a snap there, right? In a real game.
Now they've added another guy to the room. What are we doing here, guys? I've never heard of six guys less than 2 weeks in, and you got six guys under contract.
The competition.
Well, injury, suspension, competition.
Why is Joe Flacco still playing football, by the way?
Because he's a starter.
He's got to go on that quarterback show. I got to know what motivates that guy.
Hey, man, Joe sits around on that couch with all those kids, and she goes, hey, they call you. Joe, we need you to come and start. You know he's going to start the opener.
His arm never, went away.
Joe Flacco can throw it.
How come all those guys, like Peyton Manning, all these guys, like their arm finally, goes?
That Not Joe.
Never went away.
No, Joe looks like he can still throw it a mile and a half, doesn't he? All right, hey, I'll tell you who else can get some good work done for you. Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. Oh, that man has no life. He's always working 7 days a week. I always tell everybody, listen, you got 30 years of experience, and you're Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. You put together some pretty darn good programs to help people out. If you've been self-employed and been declined by the banks, Michael Kotze's got a great program for you. Hey, how about getting the process started even on the weekends just to get you approved? First-time home buyers, the biggest thing for you is to get pre-approved ahead of time so when you're out shopping for that home and you agree to a price, you got the money. It's all set. It's all ready to go. All you have to do is call Michael Kotze, and here you go. You are off and running. And I want to let you know, a program for seniors, it's really, really popular. Programs to convert your home equity into money. Michael Kotze's been doing them for a long, long time. He'll get it all done for you. First-time homebuyer programs, like I said, are fantastic. Hard money loans, also super popular. You've got some rental properties, like get some of the equity out of them to get some more. Michael Kotze's the guy to go to. He does a lot of different things for you. Go to Google Reviews on the web. Choice Mortgage Reviews. People are saying a lot of nice things about a man that has no life, always working 7 days a week. Call or text him, 561-441-2730, MLS 166-254. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, welcome back, and a good morning to everybody. Kind of weird, man. Dolphins take off tomorrow for Chicago. Get in there and then have a practice, I believe, on Thursday against the Bears, and then get some more work in and get set for Sunday. And then the following game is on a Saturday. I believe they're both 1 o'clock games, too. So just don't see 1 o'clock games in the preseason very much. And you don't see a team stay on the road for 2 weeks in preseason very much. Different world now with all of a sudden these practices are a lot more important that these teams have. They can get special looks, get matchups they want, work on certain things they want their team to see, and get their veterans. I think it's almost as good for the veterans as the rookies. And then I'm guessing Mike McDaniel is going to have a ton of names X'd off that won't be playing against Chicago. I already see it coming in on some of the other games that the top players will not be playing in week one, but we'll be getting a lot of work during the week and all those things. So it's a fine line, man. It's a very, very fine line. You want to do enough work to get your team ready to go and be physical as you think you need to, but at the same time, you want the most important thing is to have everybody healthy, ready to go for week one. And for the Miami Dolphins, that means the Colts on the road in week one in an early must-win road game. Don't get me wrong, they're all important, but be real good for this group to get off to a good start. Real good start, and against the Colts who've got their own problems. You're going to see a lot of power rankings that are out. Off-season NFL power rankings. Preseason NFL power rankings. Not everybody's got the teams and working off your record from a year ago and who you're getting back and who you drafted, who you brought in with free agency, your quarterback situation. And the Dolphins, they play, now don't get me wrong, they play some of the best teams in Baltimore and obviously Buffalo a couple of times. And Washington's got a nice team. You can go through the list. They've got some tough games. But they also, at the other end of this, the Browns, the Saints, the Panthers, those teams are 29, 30, and 31 in power rankings. Well, whatever it's worth. That doesn't mean a whole lot, except they usually means they weren't very good a year ago, and they got to see it to believe it going forward. I happen to think the Patriots are going to be a lot better than they were a year ago. But that team last year was terrible. That team did not have a lot of talent on it. It had lots and lots of problems. So anyway, saying all that stuff, it's a long season, and you got a lot of things to clean up, a lot of things to fix just working off of last year, and get some guys back, hoping you stay healthy. Still a little thin on the offensive line. Got to get that thing either more experience and get more confidence and some of the guys you have, or you'll be looking on other teams' rosters here in a couple of weeks if you think it's not what you have, if you think you don't have enough. So a lot of interesting things to get to. By the way, Marlins got a couple more games at home against the Astros, who put it on them last night, 8-2 loss, 5-run fourth inning, 3 of them were double. Sandy Alcantara, rough inning. Outside of that, he was pretty good, but the damage was pretty much done after the one inning for him. Besides all that, we got University of Miami. We're going to be going out there in a couple of days. We'll be at the U for the first day of full pads with the team. Well, they pretty much going to be ranked, what, 9 or 10, Woody, with everybody?
Yeah, give or take there. But you know what, Joe? Like Brett said earlier, Brett McMurphy, we'll find out the first month where this team's at. Like, they'll either be the number one team in the country or we'll have some work to do.
So they're most likely playing a team that in Notre Dame that's going to be 5, 6, or 7, seems like, in the country, right at the top. They should be. They went to the final game last year. Played Ohio State pretty tough, actually. Hung around in that game.
Yeah, Notre Dame's one of the best teams in the country. And you got Florida, who's probably going to be pretty good.
Florida's looked like a different team at the end of the year. They were beating all the SEC teams at the end.
And regardless, they're going to have talent on that team.
They beat LSU, Ole Miss. They put it on all of them. Gave Lane's team a little beating.
And I know they got that quarterback they seem to like now. So
he's a good player. There's good reason to like him if he can stay healthy.
It's a favorable schedule in that you don't have to travel much. So that certainly helps, right? I think you leave Florida till like November.
Yeah, it is a weird schedule that way. But Woody, like a broken record, doesn't matter who the head coach is. You got to win those ACC games.
Yeah, I know.
And
that's why it's hard, though, too.
Seems like
it's
every
like,
year somebody gets you.
Those games in the beginning, like they're exciting, they're fun, all that stuff. But, yeah, the ACC is really the only thing that matters, right? Because that's the path to the playoff.
I always love when somebody says, well, these are all winnable games. And you're like, yeah, but they should be. But then Georgia Tech grabs you, Syracuse gets you.
Their ACC schedule is not easy this year. I mean, it's been easy any year, but
every game was a dogfight.
Some tough games on
that 10-3
ACC championship game will be tough. Should they make it there?
How many of those 10-3 games last year? Their 10-win season. How many games they lock up before late in the fourth quarter? How many games did they lock up early? How many games are locked up after three quarters?
I know there's some games that he certainly did not have locked up that come to mind.
That's the only ones you think of.
The Cal game, obviously, they had to come from behind in that
one. Yeah, had one of the greatest comebacks in college football history to do that. I mean, that was crazy.
Yeah, but look, you got FSU on the schedule, obviously, and they think they're going to be better. I don't know.
Well, they got to be better than 2-10. They can't be that bad.
Well, it can only be two losses worse.
If they change that quarterback situation, they're going to be better. Boy, was he bad last year.
Yeah, SMU is going to be very good. SMU is like a top 15 team. I think Brett had them in the top 15.
Lashley's a hell of a coach, and they got money, and they are
– They do have money. Yes, they do.
Money's not a problem.
Va Tech and Pitt. I mean, you know how that goes.
Arduzzi's always got a good team. He's always got a physical team, doesn't he? So anyway,
go up for that game and just stay. Make Pittsburgh your home for like 2 weeks, and then you get the Dolphin game.
Just go up and...
Yeah, just stay there. There's going to be some nice stuff to do in Pittsburgh, right?
No.
No?
No.
I've never been.
You've never been to Pittsburgh?
No, why would I go to Pittsburgh?
You haven't been to California?
I have been to California, briefly.
Oh.
But, I mean, Pittsburgh, like, it's not a vacation spot, is it? You travel with an NFL team, man. That's why you go to all these places. I wouldn't think you would go to Pittsburgh on your own.
I did go to Pittsburgh on my own. I actually
did. To visit family?
I went to see my cousin. I went to see my roommate.
Well, that's different. I'm saying like just randomly go. Like out of all the places, like I'm not going to pick Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh was not a bad place. Don't say anything bad about
Pittsburgh.
I'm saying
it's bad, but it's like if I'm picking places to vacation to.
Yeah, we got to get you out, though. As you get older, you and the family got to get on that. You got to do the California vacation one time. I told you.
I would
that.
Love
Just
to.
Do that.
But all you only get bad things about it, though.
Stay away from San Francisco and L.A. and go down the coast.
Great.
Let me check that. Stay away from. All right. Hey, listen, we got a lot more stuff. Bradley Chubb, Dolphins outside linebacker, is going to join us coming up. We'll talk to Bradley for a couple of minutes. As he gets himself set after being out all of last year, ready to go off to a great start in camp. Right now, I want to tell you about Atlantic Men's Clinic, ED and Low T. It is time to get rid of it, fellas. If you're dealing with it, and you know you are, your energy level is shot, you're in a fog all the time, you just seem like you're half out of it, you just seem like you're just never all there. If you're starting to feel like that, it's normal. Low T can really mess with you. And then on top of that, ED usually follows low T, and your sex drive is hit and miss. And then you've noticed recently, if you're to be honest, it's just a big miss. And if you're going through that, Atlantic Men's Clinic can do it for you. They can fix everything up for you. The T, the PSA test. You meet with their professionals. They will put together a plan that's perfect for you to get great results fast. That's what it's all about. Hey, it happens to men in their 30s, late 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s. You don't have to be on that list anymore. And if you want your energy and sex drive back and really get more out of life and start doing things like you used to, by the way, when you're not active, that's how you gain weight. Atlantic Men's Clinic is going to tell you the same thing. Hey, 7 locations in South Florida serve you, including a brand new, beautiful location in Hollywood. Call them today. Set up that first appointment. It's the most important one. 877-455-7300. Or visit AtlanticMen'sClinic.com for more information. Atlantic Men's Clinic will work for you quickly.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.